On Saturday, February 28th, Kingstonians will be braving the cold to help provide relief to those who need it most. Coldest Night of the Year is a nationwide fundraising walk, with 100% of proceeds going to local charities supporting those experiencing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. Since 2011, the Coldest Night of the Year has raised over $75 million across Canada in 190 communities. In Kingston, the fundraiser supports Lionhearts, which is aiming to raise $65,000 this year, up from last year's total of nearly $50,000 as need continues to rise. I spoke with Lionheart CEO Travis Blackmore about how this year compares to past walks, the growing need for support, and what Kingstonians can expect this year. I was wondering if you could give us some context walking into this year. What looks different this year in terms of need, urgency, and demand for Lionheart services?
Yeah, unfortunately, with today's climate and the way things are, the need has never been greater in the community. The amount of folks that are victim of food insecurity is only growing, unfortunately. So that makes us feel at least fortunate that Lionhearts is able to help in this regard, and we're honored to be able to do so. But we need help from folks in the community. It's often said it takes a village. And it sure does. It takes all of us, including our partners that donate to us, and then those frontline agencies that we do distribution and food, culinary, and meals for. Yeah, it all ties together to bring together a community to make a difference. And Coldest Night is one of those fundraising moments for us in the year that's very important. Gets us outside, gets us moving together as a community, as a group, to raise awareness, but also to raise funds to continue making that difference throughout the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned there, need has never been greater, both in terms of immediate pressures and projects in the works. What kind of things will these funds raised this year be going towards?
For sure. Well, when we do our food rescue, it is quite an operation, and it's no small task. So a lot will go toward helping move those trucks and move those vehicles. Last year, in the first 6 months, Lionhearts gathered and distributed over $10.5 million worth of goods and got that, made sure that that food was put to use in the community, making nutritious meals and also being provided to agencies to make meals as well. There's a number of other projects that Lionhearts has, including our supportive housing, but also our mobile markets, for those that are elderly and living in food deserts, as well as student food boxes. There's a number of things that Lionhearts does in the community, and this will all go to reinforce that and help us in 2026.
Mm-hmm. And Lionhearts is already at 49% of its $65,000 goal, a bit of a higher goal than last year. How are you feeling so far with this early momentum?
Honestly, Kingston is one of those generous cities. There's a bunch of generous people living there. So the fact that we're about to hit that 50% mark is so encouraging. It's usually always right at the last couple of days that you get really close to that goal, because that's just the nature of fundraising. But other things like coming to the end of the month and awareness and all the things that we're grateful for, even folks like you helping us get the word out there to those and just reminding them that they can make a difference. There's still time to sign up a team or join a team or contribute to a team, or just even hitting that share button is a big, big help. And so honestly, I'm grateful to the Kingston community and how they rally behind us each and every year.
Mm-hmm. And going into this year, I was wondering if you could share just a few of the ways that folks can contribute and offer any last words of encouragement to get the community out on the 28th.
Yeah, of course. So if you are to go to CNOY, Coldest Night of the Year, CNOY.org, and search Kingston, you'll see Lionhearts right there. You can click inside the website to make your donation. If you have a friend that's walking, you can contribute to their walk. But I would challenge you, if you own a business, sign up a team, represent your business, get out there, create awareness, rally folks behind you. If you're an individual, you can still start your own team. Get together some colleagues or people from your circle of life that you walk with. You can still make a difference. If you go to our Facebook or Instagram or our X job, you can click the share button. And again, it's all about creating that awareness. You never know who is in your circle that will feel moved to contribute, in a meaningful way, and all of these things add up to making Coldest Night of the Year a success.
I feel like every year we hear about just the vibe on the day and how inspiring it is and hopeful. I was wondering if you could just speak to that and what folks can expect this year in alignment with past years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we kick off, we like to motivate folks and really get across our appreciation for them setting aside the time and wanting to make a difference in their community. The mayor will be there to give some words to the community. We'll all rally together and begin the walk halfway through. And our amazing sponsor, Starbucks, will provide hot and cold drinks again. They've always been a huge support for us in this community. So massive hats off to Starbucks. And then we'll again return back to our host venue, which is Kingston Gospel Temple. And there'll be hot food, refreshments, and also live music this year with Andrew Van Horn and the Celtic Kitchen Party. So we like to have a good time. I mean, it's heavy subject matter, making a difference, food insecurity, people struggling. But, you know, in the true Canadian spirit, we can have fun while we try to take care of those that might be struggling. You know, that's what the Canadian spirit is all about.
Once again, that was Lionheart CEO Travis Blackmore on Coldest Night of the Year 2026, taking place on Saturday, February 28th. This year's Kingston Walk will begin at the Kingston Gospel Temple at 2295 Princess Street and finish at the Indigo Starbucks at the Cataraqui Center. Walkers will travel up to 5 kilometers, beginning shortly after 5 p.m. Coldest Night of the Year is family-friendly and open to people of all ages and abilities, with route options designed to be accessible and welcoming. Once again, you can visit cnly.org for more information. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.